Now, good people of Loxley, I have bad news. But there is good news as well. Okay, now the bad news is the sheriff's taxman is in Clunie. It's not far, and he'll be here soon. But the good news is I, me, Lucky George, I'm here with you in Loxley. Now, I will give you good hard cash for any jewellery, trinkets, anything of value, I will turn to pennies. Those pennies will pay the taxman, and that will keep you out of the sheriff's jail. So help me to help you. Be lucky, come to Lucky George.
We should have gone round. I hate these woods.
Alan and the rest of the outlaws appear.
This, my friends, is an ambush.
As Will and Match overcome a mounted guard, Little John knocks the wagon driver aside and Robin climbs onto the roof, then drops down on its armed occupant.
Come to exchange some valuables for cash? Lucky George loves a deal.
A deal with the sheriff?
Oh, now why would you say that?
I'm sorry, George. Your luck's run out. I'm closing down your business.
With my sword at your throat, I don't think so. Call your men off.
No, I don't think so. You're surrounded.
Ah, keep your hands up.
If that's what you want.
Oi, come here!
Robin's hauled through the roof of the wagon by John. He then flips onto the ground, where he's confronted by Lucky George. George swings at Robin repeatedly with his sword, then stabs at him. Robin's companions are stunned. It looks like he's been skewered to the wagon.
Now look, lads, follow.
Only joking.
Let's see if he's lucky enough to make his own way home. Take everything.
We are putting this parasite out of business.
Robin rolls his eyes and exhales loudly. Robin Hood. Starring Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffiths, Richard Armitage, and Keith Allen. Also starring Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd, and Anjali Jay. Created by Dominic Minghella and Foz Allen. Written by Joe Turner. Episode 7, Brothers in Arms. Ahead of the wagon, Robin sees some villagers preparing to whip a man.
Oi! Stop! Hagen, what are you doing?
We're going to give these a good horse whipping.
Why?
I said they were thatchers.
Said they'd fix the hole on the roof. And they stole this. My mother gave it to me on my wedding day. It's the only thing of value I own. Lucky George offered me threepence, but I'd never sell.
You touch us and you'll be in big trouble. We are Robin Hood's men.
Maybe if you try wearing a dress.
I will if you will.
Robin Hood could swing out of these trees at any time and bash your brains out.
Or are you afraid of looking too pretty?
I know that voice.
Oh, surely Robin Hood couldn't take on all of us.
Robin Hood wouldn't be scared of you. Your girls compared to him and his men.
Tom?
Alan.
Well, you know him.
He's my brother.
Thank heavens you're here.
Alan decks him.
My purse, my sword, my horse.
I can explain. My nose. What kind of thing is that to do to your brother? Is it broken?
I say whip him to within an inch of his life.
If you touch me again, Robin Hood will string you up from the tallest oak in Sherwood Forest.
This is Robin Hood, you idiot.
We beg your forgiveness, Robin of Loxley. We are humble thatchers. Times are hard. We had to thieve or else face starvation. My friends here, I have to look after them.
Don't believe a word.
Please, have a heart. Help us out here. We'll work for you. We could join your band of worthy outlaws.
What do you two have to say?
They can't speak, Lord. They've had their tongues cut out.
Why?
For praising your work. they were overheard.
Let them go. You have your necklace. We are not the sheriff. We do not horsewhip thieves. Are you really Thatcher's?
Of course. The finest in all England.
You shall have a new roof. Free of charge. By the way, I found some lost property in the forest. Anyone lost any valuables recently? Take what is yours. Courtesy of Lucky George.
If I'd known that, I would have sold this necklace this morning.
I think we could be useful to you. See? Did you notice? If I can steal something from under the nose of the great Robin Hood, think what I can achieve with mere mortals, eh? Alan?
Look, he's an excellent pickpocket. And he's got a big mouth, I know, but his heart's in the right place.
And he's your brother.
Look, if you had a brother and he'd done something wrong, you'd give him a chance to make it up, wouldn't you?
Robin fishes out some tags and dangles them in front of Tom.
Thank you, Robin. You will not regret it.
You will earn these tags. You are on probation.
Why are you still standing there? This woman's roof! Get to it!
Go on. I'll keep an eye on him.
My necklace is now yours, Ellery.
Gisborne runs up some castle steps.
These two wanted to see you, sir.
I'm late as it is. What do you want?
We seek your blessing and permission to marry my lord.
What are you prepared to pay for my blessing and permission? Come closer. Just you.
Gisborne eyes Ellery as she moves closer.
Nice.
The necklace.
This?
My mother gave it to us as a token on our engagement. It's the only thing of value I have in my family.
Oh, that'll do nicely. Turn around.
Gisborne removes a glove and undoes the clasp on the necklace. Ellery turns and watches him as he bounds up the steps with it. The sheriff.
Outrage! Innocent man? Robbed? Whilst going about his legitimate business?
I need more guards.
Out of the question.
You shall have them.
But half a dozen should do. I need a new carriage and all.
Of course. See to it, Gisborne.
Gisborne gives a long-suffering look as George turns and walks from the hall.
Man's worth his weight in gold, hmm? He makes a profit, we get our taxes. It's good. A public-private partnership. What happened, Gisborne?
Robin Hood must have known George's whereabouts. Only once he risked the forest and immediately he's robbed. Coincidence? Clue.
Hood knows more about our business than we do. The question is,
how? I don't know.
Well, I do. We have a spy amongst us. And do you know what we have to do to catch a spy?
No.
I set a trap. Or rather, you set a trap.
Gisborne sighs heavily as he considers this. The outlaws are going through the valuables from the ambush.
That's it. That's the lot.
Where's Lucky George's money? Where's the coins?
We searched his pockets. Nothing.
Well, how can he trade if he has no money?
Maybe he spent it all.
That's unlikely. Thing is, I woke up and we've both been robbed. And rather than wake you, I went off to catch the thieves myself. I chased them for days.
He couldn't tell the truth if his life depended on it.
And in the family, then?
Don't make us gang up on you.
Is he disrespecting our family?
You rob each other in your family. My flask. Where's my flask? I put it there. Where is it?
Sorry. Old habits.
Resentfully, Much grabs his flask from Tom and goes to sit elsewhere.
The old gang back together?
How did they lose their tongues? No lies.
For spitting at some guards. It'll be different this time. I won't let you down again, I promise.
Alan and Tom shake hands, then give each other a rough brotherly hug. Now Marion's wearing Ellery's necklace.
Do you like it?
Yes, I do, but...
It's simple silver. You have no need of gold or gaudy jewels.
But really, I cannot accept it.
Why not? What insulted you? You do not like it. It's too plain, too simple. Take it off.
No, I like it. I will treasure it.
It's a gift of friendship.
And I am very grateful.
You wanted to see me, sir.
Gisborne walks over to the sergeant.
Cancel the guard for the consignment from Rotherham.
No guards?
No guards. Guards attract attention, and why would we want to attract attention to a chest full of silver travelling through Sherwood Forest?
Yes, sir.
And tell no one. No one. Not even the guards themselves.
Yes, sir.
Next, Nettlestone Village.
Good morning, Look Nettlestone! Hey, you...
It's Lucky George.
I thought we had put him out of business.
Did you? Hey, 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 hey.
Look at this.
Where does he get his money from?
They sell everything. Why?
No, it's got round. Robin will return their goods just like he did before.
Marion's riding through the forest when Robin leaps out.
Whoa! Whoa! I wish you no harm! But I will relieve you of your valuables.
Sorry. I thought you were some rich noblewoman looking to donate your fancy jewels to a good cause.
You knew it was me.
You shouldn't be riding alone through the forest. There are some very unsavory characters about. Outlaws, you know. What's this?
Don't touch.
It's very pretty. Have I seen it before?
No, it was a gift.
From whom?
Does it matter? I should be going.
I don't know. Does it?
No.
Gisborne.
What?
Just a guess. Am I right?
As it happens.
Interesting.
Why interesting?
I have seen it before. Around the neck of a young girl from Loxley. It was given to her by her mother.
Yes, and?
And here it is around your neck.
Not Gisborne stole it from the girl?
Well, I can't imagine she gave it to him willingly. But it's not like you stole it from the poor girl yourself. And you obviously like it. And it is certainly a special and thoughtful gift from a man that clearly means a lot to you.
Take it back to the girl.
Gladly. What will you say to Gisborne?
Ask her not to wear it in public. He will never know.
Keep the necklace. I can find her another.
It was a gift from her mother. Take it. I can handle Gisborne.
Marion climbs back onto her horse and rides off. Robin watches her go, then looks down at the necklace. Now it's night time, and Much is sharpening his sword as Tom speaks to his two mute friends.
It's time we got to work, boys. Let's hit the road. Right.
Robin to Ellery.
Why did you go to Gisborne?
He's our master now.
And what about this?
He took it as his fee for our wedding. How did you...
Doesn't matter. You still want to marry? Well, then let me marry you.
Does that count?
Of course it does. And I'm much cheaper than Gisborne. Yeah, you should be getting back.
Thank you, Robin.
To Will.
Lucky George.
Nelson, more guards and a new carriage. Mm.
So he is in cahoots with the sheriff.
The villagers are falling over themselves to give him their stuff. And they're selling cheap because they think you're going to give everything back.
First thing in the morning, we find him and take his toys away. For good.
Robin.
Robin joins Alan and Mutch.
I've lost my brother.
It's a big forest.
They must have gone east. He didn't tell me where he was off to, though. I've got a bad feeling about it.
Fetch the horses. East is towards Knighton.
Tom and his friends outside Knighton Hall.
Nice house means rich pickings. Come on, round the back.
They pull masks over their faces. Inside, Marion's doing the same, preparing to leave disguised as the night watchman. Chasing Tom and the other robbers from the house, Edward's punched to the ground by one of them. The night watchman wades in, taking on all three with agile moves. Edward watches amazed. The night watchman's disarmed, but grabs a quarterstaff from an opponent and delivers a severe blow with it. Then, nimbly outmaneuvering a second attacker, the night watchman knocks him aside and defeats a third man who's wielding a sword. Robin and his friends arrive on horseback.
Stop!
To Tom.
What is going on?
Thank goodness you were here. This is Robin Hood and you're in big trouble, mate.
What are you doing?
I'm so sorry.
These men were robbing my house.
Yes, we're robbing his house. That's what we do. We're trying to show the top man what we can do.
These people are our friends.
Now you tell me. I thought they were...
You don't think. You can't think.
Are you hurt?
Only my pride. These are your men.
Not for much longer, I promise. Apologise. Apologise for the disturbance.
Now!
Do as you're told.
Tom's swatted round the head by Alan as he approaches Edward.
Sorry.
Louder.
Sorry.
I knew nothing about this. They will be punished, you have my word.
Robin, I'm so sorry.
Just take them away!
The night watchman leads Robin aside and takes him into a barn. There, Marion removes her mask and hood.
There's a consignment of silver coming down the Great North Road. I was on my way to intercept it.
You?
Yes, me. It is unguarded so as not to attract attention. A simple cart.
And how do you know this? Another present from Gisborne?
Look, I need to stay with my father. If you want it, you must hurry.
Thank you.
Mutch, North Road!
Now, Robin and Mutch are on horseback, thundering along a leafy forest path. Up ahead, two serfs are pulling a cart carrying a wooden chest. An arrow from Robin brings them to a halt.
Sorry about that. We arrived as quickly as we could.
Robin breaks into the chest. It's full of rocks.
A decoy. What's the sheriff up to now?
Well, looks like we've all had a wasted journey.
Well done, Gisborne. Hood wanted silver. Instead, he got this.
The sheriff pulls Robin's arrow from the decoy chest and paces round the hall.
So, who did you tell?
My sergeant.
Anyone else?
No.
You're sure?
Only my sergeant. It must be him.
The sheriff ponders.
Make him suffer.
Oh, I will.
You know, I agreed you should make up with your brother.
Yeah.
I've changed my mind.
He was trying to impress you. And he didn't realise who he was robbing. It's just a big house. He doesn't think. Anyway, you don't have to trust them. You have to trust me. I should have kept an eye on him.
Yes, you should have.
Look, when have I ever asked you for anything? All right, apart from saving my life.
He has made a lot of mistakes, I know. I tried to help him. Look, I was like him once. Out of control. But I've changed. Because of you, because of being here. If you could give him a second chance...
He's had a second chance.
But if he was with us, with decent men, he could change. Now, if I take control properly, you won't have to worry about him. Please, one more chance.
He stole from you. And you still defend him.
My brother.
One more chance.
Thank you.
Alan goes to stand over Tom and his friends.
Last chance. You understand?
Right.
Much to Alan.
Get up! Get up! They've gone!
They've gone. And they've taken everything.
Everything. Clothes, money, horses. Everything.
I will kill him. How can I kill him? Bury him. Dig him up and kill him again.
Tom and his two mates are walking through the forest, leading the horses. Tom spots Lucky George sitting in the door of his stationary wagon. He draws his sword.
In the name of Robin Hood, hand over the money and we won't harm you.
Whoa, son, don't even think about it. There's half a dozen guards relieving themselves in the forest behind you.
Do you expect me to believe that?
Well, turn around. See for yourself.
Do I look like I was born yesterday?
Tom looks over his shoulder and sees guards approaching. One draws a sword. Tom hangs his head. Next, a somber-looking Will reports to Robin.
Dead to hang.
Alan takes in the news.
They have lied to us, stolen from us. Nothing but trouble.
Let them hang.
I agree.
You do?
My brother had more chances than he deserved.
Does he deserve to die?
Do we? We go to Nottingham, we'll end up joining him on the scaffold.
They took some of our tags. Sheriff's crowing, thinks he's got Robin Hood's men. Now it's like he's daring us to rescue him.
My brother was never part of this gang, was he? We trusted them and they let us down. That's it. We'd be fools to walk into a trap for them. Does anyone disagree with me?
Everyone stares at the ground. Later, Robin's outside Knighton Hall. Marion appears at a window.
What do you want?
To talk.
So talk.
Robin climbs up to the window and they smile at each other.
Ah, you can talk from there. What?
Nothing.
You were looking at me.
That's just the way my eyes were pointing. I'm sorry about yesterday. How's your father?
I hear your men are going to hang.
They're not my men.
They were your men last night.
The sheriff is hanging them in my name, hoping I'll turn up to rescue them. But my men think it's a trap. Had your good friend Guy of Gisborne said anything to you?
I think he was a little preoccupied. But I will go to the castle to see what I can find out.
If I do not rescue them, people will think I cannot protect my men. Do I risk us all to save them?
You are a good man, Robin. Nothing will change that.
Robin goes to kiss her, but she moves away.
That won't help you make your decision.
It might.
It won't.
Robin descends again. They share another smile, and he goes. Nottingham Castle. Gisborne climbs some steps, emerging from the cloisters. Marion's waiting at the top.
Marion?
Sir Guy.
So I do not like it after all. The necklace.
No, I do. It's at home.
You didn't think to wear it?
It is very precious to me. I would not want to lose it.
Come away. This is not for your ears.
What is it?
You know the worst crime a man can commit.
Murder.
Betrayal. My sergeant swore loyalty to me. And then he stabbed me in the back. He hasn't admitted it yet, but he will.
Admit what?
We set a trap to flush out a spy. An unguarded cart, someone told Robin Hood.
But what if it wasn't him?
My sergeant was the only one that knew. He was the only one I told.
Please, Sir Guy, do not do this.
You understand loyalty? The importance of loyalty?
Yes, I do.
So, he must pay for his crime.
Marion looks anxious. Robin and his men are opening the lid of an underground cage.
Yes, but did Marion say it was a trap?
She didn't know.
Well, then we cannot go. We cannot risk our own lives for three worthless rascals.
We're going to Nottingham. I'll see you there.
Master Shawley, why are we...
For family. For Alan's brother. We do not let the sheriff hang our family, no matter how unreliable they may be.
Robin, God bless you, my friend.
Don't mention it, my friend.
Gisborne's walking out of Loxley Manor with Lucky George when he notices Ellery.
Bring the girl.
Soldiers run over to Ellery and manhandle her towards Gisborne. Gisborne looks her over.
Oh, the bride.
Yes, my lord.
Lower your collar.
Ellery pulls her collar down to reveal the necklace. Gisborne lifts it in his hand, looking shocked.
Where did you get this?
My mother gave it to me.
And I took it from you.
How did you get it back?
Robin Hood gave it to me.
Gisborne pulls the necklace from around her throat.
Want a shovel up? I'll give you a halfpenny for it.
Keep it. It means nothing to me.
Lucky George.
Fuming with rage, Gisborne leans against a wall. Later, he's with the sheriff.
I've been betrayed.
Again? Well, you're making a habit of it, aren't you?
Not again. I was wrong. My sergeant died an innocent man.
Well, I'm sure he was guilty of something.
It was Marion. I have the proof.
Marion? Well, well, well. Am I surprised? Clue? It's always the girl. I told you. Women lepers. Oh, it really hurt. Can you feel the hot metal of the knife twisting in your back? All the time she was smiling at you, but really she was laughing at you. Betraying, despising you. Humiliating you. And what do you want to do to her now? Go and enjoy it.
Lucky George appears and looks at Tom through some bars.
Nah. Yeah, I shall have the treasure of me. Hey, James! Get off me! God, clean on!
Robin will save us. He'll be here!
Oh, no, he won't.
Tom's pinched the necklace from George's pocket. Alan, Jack and Much are wearing long cloaks and hoods as they walk through the market. Ellery approaches them.
What are you doing? I must speak to Robin.
Why? What's happened?
Lord Gisborne took the necklace from me and made me tell him. Kiss me.
Ellery grabs Much and kisses him as soldiers pass by. When they've gone, she releases him.
I'm sorry.
Much. Tell me what happened.
Much to Robin.
We have a problem. We have many problems. Most of them guard-shaped. Come on.
Remember the necklace. Lucky George has got it. And Gisborne knows you gave it to Ellery.
What? How?
She was scared out of her wits.
Robin nods at Much, and together they knock out two guards.
Oh! We rescue Tom, and then we warn Marion. Now get the uniforms. Come on.
Much begins to remove a guard's uniform. Meanwhile, the sheriff's walking through a doorway into a courtyard where a crowd has gathered. Flanked by two guards, he descends some steps and heads towards a scaffold.
All those eager faces.
He mounts the scaffold.
You're all expecting Robin Hood to turn up, aren't you? Do a few tricks with his bow and arrow. Well, this is no time for schoolboy tricks. This is justice. We have laws. Robin Hood has no respect for the law. Robin Hood flouts the law. He would have us all be criminals, murdering and stealing. And yet still, you wait there expecting him to come and save one of his own. Yes, of course you do, which is why
I have brought the hanging forward by 1 hour. Look up there!
Guards standing by gibbets pull off sheets, revealing 3 bodies hanging from ropes around their necks.
You're too late, Robin Hood! Your men are already dead!
Robin and Alan are devastated.
Oh, I wish you could have seen the look on their faces just before they realised that you weren't coming to rescue them. Oh, it's very moving. First, there was disappointment, tinged with confusion, soon to be replaced by anger, and then tears just before they realised that it was the final fatal drop. It's very moving, it's very touching. Yes! I wish you could have seen that, Hood! Well, thank you very much. Oh, well, will one of you tell Robin Hood if you do see him? Thank you. Eager, smiling faces. Good. All in a day's work. Ah! Sheriff's coming through!
He breezes into the castle. Much spies Marion moving away from the balcony.
Robin! Marion!
Jack to Alan.
You have come for the belongings of the hanged man, Tom Adale. You are his cousin. Bring them here quickly.
Nodding, a peasant scoots off, leaving the two of them alone in a darkened alley. Jack places a hand of comfort on Alan's shoulder. With Much in tow, Robin leads Marion by the hand through the castle corridors, then turns to speak to her.
Gisborne knows you gave me the necklace. He knows you betrayed him. You are in grave danger.
No.
I will get it back for you. He'll be leaving for Knighton Hall now.
My father.
Wait for me.
I can't leave him.
Marion, you cannot go home now. It is too dangerous.
He is weak already. He cannot defend himself if...
Marion, look at me. Look at me. Give me time. I will get you the necklace.
Ripping off their guard uniforms, Robin and Much meet John and Will outside.
Will, go and find Alan and Jack. We need to find Lucky George. He has to be here.
Edward to Gisborne.
What do you want?
Gisborne leans forward and spits.
Maybe some salt.
Where's Marion?
Good question.
If you've hurt her, if you've done anything to her.
You what?
Marion bursts in.
Speak of the devil.
Sir Guy, we were not expecting you.
I know. Sorry. I just popped in for a little chat. Where have you been?
At the hanging. Can we get you something to drink?
I don't think so.
He gets up and slowly walks towards her.
Show me a necklace.
What necklace?
If I may say so.
Show me your necklace.
As the peasant hands Jack Tom's possessions, Will approaches the alley.
Robin is looking for you. I'm sorry.
Give us a moment.
Pulling up his hood, Will steps away, but stays within hearing distance.
I had a brother. A twin. He was killed in your crusades.
Will looks over his shoulder.
I became him. His name was Jack. He still lives here. Inside me. Like your brother lives inside you.
That's what I worry about.
Don't you want to take a look?
Look at what? A sack of rags. So much to show for a life.
Reaching into the sack, Alan pulls out Ellery's necklace. Marion to Gisborne.
You would have me prove my innocence.
Show me the necklace.
Have I committed a crime?
Show me the necklace.
I will not. This is the end of our friendship. How can I be friends with somebody who demands proof of my innocence without stating my crime?
You betrayed me to Robin Hood. You gave him the necklace. You told him of my plan. And now you will pay the price.
You have no proof.
And you have no necklace.
It is upstairs.
No, it's not.
It is in my bedchamber. I will fetch it for you.
Don't waste my time.
Please, let me prove myself to you.
Folding his arms, Gisborne stands aside, allowing Marion to step upstairs. Edward looks on worriedly. John, standing in the middle of the road with his arms outstretched, he brings Lucky George's carriage to a halt.
Driver, why are we stopping? Driver! What is it this time?
Whoa, lads.
The necklace Gisborne gave you.
What, a silver Celtic design?
Yes!
Never seen it.
One chance. Give us the necklace or we kill you and search your goods ourselves. This is no game.
He rips open George's coat.
Look, just leave me the money and I'll give you the necklace.
Give us the necklace first.
Right. It's gone. No, I swear, I had it, but it's gone.
Master, if we don't have the...
Yes, I know.
Well, what do we do? I found Alan and Jack and they found...
Something you might be interested in.
Al.
I have to get this to Marion. You are lucky. Take everything. And this time, I mean everything.
Meanwhile, ransacking her own bedroom, Marion doesn't notice Gisborne leaning against the doorframe.
You make it look like a robbery. Oh, my. Robin Hood's broken and stolen the necklace.
He steps towards her.
Friends.
So did I.
The only reason you paid me any attention was to feed information to my enemy.
That's not true.
Why persist with lies? You're dead anyway.
Marion goes to the window.
You still not have the courage to tell me the truth.
The truth? The truth is, this country is being choked to death. The truth is, honest people are being forced to lie and cheat and steal. And if you really want to know the truth, Then you should know that I...
Robin appears at the window with the necklace.
What?
Gisborne doesn't see him handing it to Marion.
I have something to show you.
Turning to see her holding the necklace, Gisborne gets up and walks towards her, stunned.
It's not possible.
Feel it. It is real. And you owe me an apology.
I'm sorry. I was wrong. Marion, I told the sheriff that you betrayed us.
Tell him you were mistaken.
He's expecting news of your arrest.
Show him the necklace.
No necklace will persuade the sheriff. How could he trust you after this? I cannot protect you.
You must. It is proof.
You have already defied the sheriff once. Suspicion will cling to you and your father. You must prove your loyalty beyond all doubt. Marry me. It's the only way. As Lady Gisborne, I could protect you. What do you say?
You leave me no time to think. A moment ago you would have me hanged, and now you want to marry me.
It's so difficult to prove your loyalty.
I am loyal, but...
But what? I know you were once betrothed to Robin Hood.
I was a girl then.
Would you still hesitate if he were asking the question?
I would never marry him. I despise Robin Hood.
Really? So what about me? Will you marry me?
Listening from the window with an anguished expression, Robin waits for her response.
Yes. I will marry you. I will marry you the day King Richard returns to England.
Gisborne closes his eyes and bows his head, then leans forward to kiss her. A teary-eyed Marion turns her head.
Shall we go downstairs and tell my father the good news?
Yes. I have an apology to make.
As Gisborne heads downstairs, Marion steps to the window and looks out at Robin.
Sorry.
She closes the shutters, leaving Robin heartbroken. Later, in the forest, Harry and Ellery are standing face to face with their friends around them.
I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Rice is thrown into the air, and John takes out a vest covered in gold chains.
A gift. From Lucky George.
Thank you for everything.
Much bites into a cake.
Well, I love a wedding. And this is one of the best cakes I've ever tasted.
Standing to one side, Robin looks uneasy.